Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
There was a grape. Never seen a grape I didn't want to eat. 7 after the hour. That doesn't work well when you're on the radio and you got a grape stuck in your mouth, though, Jennifer. It just doesn't work. So I have to be, I'm in charge of me like you're in charge of you. So you make decisions. Sometimes I make silly decisions, like when I'm running back to the studio, I've had a grape or two or a raspberry or a blackberry or a blueberry. Sometimes you don't swallow. I mean, you do swallow, but you don't chew them up enough.
What?
But you don't chew up. You do? Yeah,
when you have fruit, sometimes. You chew it.
Yeah, supposed to do that. All right, so Jennifer's here. Jay is here. Jay is having a Big Mac attack at the moment. Her son Mac has managed to stir the pot down there, so that's okay. We'll work our way through. Some of the things, I'd like to go to California. I love California, as a matter of fact, and I love that Jennifer's there to tell us all of the crazy stuff going on. So here's the latest. AT&T has dumped their sponsored data service because there's a new California net neutrality law which prohibits anybody who has one of these services from offering their own services free. So AT&T no longer in California and elsewhere, apparently, is going to offer things like they had DirecTV that belongs to AT&T and AT&T TV. You were not charged on data heretofore, but now you will be, just like you charge for Netflix and Amazon. So how's that going down in California? How do people in California think this? Is this more of the same kind of stupid stuff that goes on there? Or is this really fair, leveling the playing field?
You know what? I don't know whether or not it's fair. I think there's an argument to be made there. But unfortunately, in California, I don't know how many people even follow this. I think people in California are just starting to wake up. I think the pandemic shook awake a lot of people in California who are just accepting the status quo from politicians. And I think that's why you're seeing the success behind the recall of Gavin Newsom. And what people have been talking about nationally is we have other recalls that are brewing in the state, one for the San Francisco district attorney, one for the LA County district attorney, two for city council members in Camarillo, another for a city council person in Orange County. I mean, people are finally going, wait a second, is the government in California acting on behalf of my best interests? Is California's net neutrality really going to impact my life? People are probably starting to ask that question. Unfortunately, I don't think that most people even know that this is going on in the state.
They just take it.
We just stand by. More taxes? Okay.
Yeah,
more higher housing prices?
Yeah.
All right.
Life,
I mean, it's just, but I do feel like, and maybe this is me being overly optimistic, but I do feel that there's an awakening. You know, with the recall, one of the things that Gavin Newsom has said this week, it's like he just woke up too, which is amazing to me. This recall has been going on for months, and all of a sudden he's like, dang.
Well, his arrogance.
I better get to do something. Usually, like, page two of the playbook of the Democrats is if you don't like something or you have an opponent, you call them a racist. If you call them a racist, they shut up and they go away because no one wants to be called a racist. So Gavin Newsom, when he realized he was being recalled this week, said, well, the people behind it, just a bunch of racists. They're Trumpers. They're insurrectionists. They're QAnon conspiracy theorists. They want to put microchips in immigrants coming here. That's what he said about the people organizing it. If all that's true, the numbers just came out yesterday in LA County. LA County is not red by any stretch. There are more Democrats, like three times as many Democrats as there are registered Republicans in LA County.
Mm-hmm.
Guess how many, what the percentage was of people signing the petition in LA County to recall Gavin Newsom?
75.
52% of them were Democrats. Like 30% were independents. And then this last 17% were Republicans in LA County. So it just it shows you how out of touch they are, or that they just want to say, oh, well, you guys are just a bunch of extremists.
You mean Newsom. How,
Newsom and his crew. You know, you're just a bunch of extremists. You're just a bunch of racists. Oh, really? Because there must be 52% of Democrats that are racist in L.A. County that want you out, too. You're ineffective. That's the problem.
Yeah. That's the thing. That's the latest thing. Anytime you do anything, I'm a racist because I don't like the Chinese government.
Yeah, that because kind of it stuff. Shuts you up. Because who wants to be called a racist?
It doesn't shut me up. But,
you know,
but,
and people know their hearts. You know, I know I'm not a racist, or at least it's never my intention to be. Yet that's number one when people say, well, you said this because you're a racist. Oh,
right. Exactly.
Okay.
All right. Speaking of racism, the migration at the border, the people who are down there on the other side trying to get onto our side are saying, yay for Joe Biden. The migrants living...
Well, the cartels are saying yay for Joe Biden. They're the ones that are profiting from this. And from what I've heard, I spoke to someone who did a film, went down there. This is a person who was
documentary
a Hollywood...
Kind of film, maybe?
Yeah, a Hollywood liberal who was not conservative. So just because I know there's everything has to be political. But this is a Hollywood liberal who went to the border to tell a story. And when she got there, she was completely shocked by what she found. And she said the drug cartels run this place like a business. It's not the poor, the sick, the hungry that are making their way up to our country like the media would like us to believe. These are organized crime. Well, and get this, you like to think about
Chinese. The Chinese have got our number, and they're playing like us like a fiddle. And these people down there are the same. Oh, these poor folks, they deserve to come to the land of opportunity. Oh, come on.
But according to this lady, and then it's really funny because it was echoed by Kevin McCarthy and some of the Republicans, and he got heat for it. And then the government came out and said, no, those numbers are right. The Department of Homeland Security came out and confirmed what McCarthy had said. It's not just, you know, we think of drug cartels and traffickers. We think of Mexican drug cartels. We don't think about the fact that the Chinese are over there now profiting, running the border. It's the Chinese, the Mexican government, and the Iranians that are over there sneaking people
whatever
in and
they
out.
Can do to screw us up. That's
is
our,
that unbelievable?
The whole thing is they want to destroy America. That's it. That's their
and
number
also,
one goal at all
and
costs.
Forget us. If and you hate America, costs. Because some people just hate America and think we're always wrong. Think about the humanity that's happening. These people are preying on people who work their whole lives on a dream of coming to America, and they take $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $7,000, $10,000 from these people and move them across, make them into sex slaves, make them into drug mules in the process of it. I mean, it's unbelievable.
All right, so the next page in this is the new administration restricting the information that Border Patrol agents and their sector chiefs can share with the news media as the migrant lists increase and surge and are out of control. This is information that's coming from some Customs and Border Protection officials. They say restrictions are seen as a gag order, unofficially, of course, and are often referred to that way among their colleagues. They don't want people to know who they are, so they've requested anonymity. Say it again, Doug. They've requested anonymity because they aren't authorized really to speak. Border Patrol officials have been told to deny all news media requests for ride-alongs.
That's
with
super
agents
transparent, right?
Along the southern border. Come on, you people. What are you doing to our country?
I don't understand what's the problem with saying, you know what, we were wrong. We made a mistake. We thought this was the right thing to do. But for now, until we can figure this out, we're going to go back to Trump's plan. What's wrong with that?
So if you're that silly, if you don't get it under this circumstance, so they say you can't come right along with us. So you think the news media people are going to leave that unreported? The more questions that are being asked, the more people are wanting to see what really is going on down there and how messy it is. And, you know, what's going on with the children? There are so many of them, thousands of them every day coming across the border without their parents. And then there's the business about being sold into these young teenage girls, sold into sex slavery. There's lots and lots of that going on. And so they've said, well, you can't report on it. So what's going to be, then we're going to start imagining what's going on, and it'll be 10 times worse than what the real story is. So this is how silly these people are. I have no more news media coverage.
Think about how there's been a total blackout of people. The only images that I've seen are of this caravan that are walking here.
Yeah.
That's it. I haven't seen anything at the border, and it's because there's been a complete media shutout. And if the media was really honest, the news media was really honest, they would say, hey, we're being shut out. Only certain outlets now are saying, wait a second, we're being held back. We should be able to have access so we can tell people what's going on. But think about it. Have you seen the shelters? Have you seen the overrun kids and cages that you saw during the Trump administration? Nope.
Nope. All right, so here's one more Republican and Democrat thing. Republicans, according to the release of a poll done by one of our major educational institutions, you'll love this, Republicans tend to underestimate the risk of getting the COVID, and Democrats tend to over-exaggerate.
I think that's
so
true.
So that's even political. Yeah, of course it's true. It's obvious what's going on. So the one person in reading this says, well, I guess all the people wearing masks then are Democrats, and all the people who are not are Republicans, which is another gross exaggeration, because that's not the way it is at all. I mean, Trump said over the weekend, wear your masks and get your shot. Okay, maybe it was a little late, but he said it. And so why are people resisting that if you're such a Trump fan? I guess would be the question. 17 after the hour on the DJV program, on our most recent download at djvshow.com, I take heat over my comments regarding the Chinese government. Okay, well, that'll continue. Then let's see here. We talk about the president, what I just said, endorsing getting vaccinated. Now we have a conversation about the vaccination passport ideas and what I don't like about those. And then we've got Warren Eckstein, who talks about how to prevent your dog from being stolen. All those are comments. All those are bits and pieces of information, tidbits that will help you through your day every day. If you don't get to listen to the whole program, you get a quick scope of it with the DJV download, which you find at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all 6-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for buy one, get one free on all 6-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her 4-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a Deere. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
All right, here's the info for those of you who wasted your time watching the Grammys last weekend. The ratings were the lowest they've ever been. Surprise! People are not... The stuff that's on... They had 8 million viewers. That was it. 18 million viewers last year. And so...
But you couldn't let your kids watch, that's for sure.
Send a message to people about the current state of the music business. I think that's pretty a damning number. 21 after the hour.
No
other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It is now 23 minutes after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer is filling in for Jay, who's taking care of Mac. I said earlier, he's having a big Mac attack.
And he's trending today.
He is trending, as a matter of fact. All right, so to prove that information can help you through the day, we have a focus on a lot of things that are trending, including Michelle Obama talking about Meghan Markle. She said it's a teachable. I think that is actually pretty good, Jennifer. What do you think? It is a teachable moment. All of this stuff is pretty much the teachable in the sense that we learn from other people and their mistakes or their experiences, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think it's double-edged. I think, in not to relitigate what Meghan Markle and Prince Harry said in their interview with Oprah, but I think, number one, it's important to have a conversation about people, people's feelings, people's interpretations, because there were some things that were really true and that impacted Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, and I think that there are other things that maybe were overplayed, like her suggesting that the reason that her son was not given a crown was because of the color of his skin, when if you just do a quick Google search, you find that that is not true. The Queen will put people in line for the throne, give them the title. But because Archie's not immediately in line for the throne, he wasn't given the title. I think it's unfair to suggest that the Queen would say that it's his skin color that prevented him.
I don't think the Queen ever said that. I don't think there was ever a question that the Queen said that.
Well, because the Queen... No, but the other people were questioning the color of his skin, but she said...
No, but the Queen never said anything that I...
There's two different things that they're talking about. So in one part of the interview, she talked about somebody saying within the circle, they were questioning whether the baby was going to have dark skin or not. That's someone mm-hmm. within the royal family. They said it was. They were clearly said it was not the Queen or Prince Philip.
Right.
But
okay,
part
that
two of that yeah. mm-hmm. is that she also suggested that Archie was not given the title of prince. And Oprah said because of the color of his skin, and she said, well, you could guess maybe that was it,
draw
suggesting that the mm-hmm. Queen did not give him the title because of the color of his skin. Where where the queen has the right. I mean, you can do a quick Google search about this. It's the right of the queen to decide who gets the title and who doesn't, and there are many reasons that you don't. In fact, most of Prince Charles' siblings, their kids did not get the title because of their proximity to the throne. So I think it was unfair to paint it as something racist. However, it gets people talking.
That.
And Michelle Obama, who was trending this week, says that it's good for the conversation. She did an interview on NBC's Today Show with Jenna Bush and talked about that. So I think, look, everybody's experiences should be listened to because people come from different perspectives. So I think having
is that why Michelle Obama is trending this week, or is there something else? She's selling a book or something? Or she just has comments about the interview.
She said that she's ready to retire from public life, perhaps.
Yeah.
But I think what got her the most comments was her thoughts on whether or not this was, you know, appropriate conversation with Meghan Markle. She said that, you know, racism is a conversation that we all have to have. And I think she provided sympathy for Meghan Markle, but I don't know if she agreed with everything she said. She said race isn't a new construct in this world for people of color, so it wasn't a complete surprise to hear her feelings and to have them articulated.
Look at all the things that are trending that have to do with race. Here we go, the talk.
It's everything.
Now, is that's a front and center thing on stories that pages that are trending all seem to include conversation about whether Sharon Osbourne will come back again because of her defense of Piers Morgan and all this other crap. About, you know, we've so worked at coming together as a country, and now we're separating ourselves out with this kind of stuff. Asian Americans, Black Americans, blue. I think it's almost naive. What do you think about this?
Sharon Osbourne is trending because she feels like she may not come back to the talk because she felt her co-host set her up. She was prepared to make a statement, but apparently the panelists all had an agreement that they wouldn't blindside each other with questions out of left field because it happened earlier in the year with Kariana Nava ending up in tears. And so now she's deciding whether or not she's going to come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there's a lot of it's kind of nonsensical, really, and very anti-purposeful, I think. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. A gentle touch. You know, think about how most cats are handled. How often do guardians lift them up with one hand, grabbing them somewhere around the middle of their stomach? Poor kitty dangles in the air, and the stress from her body weight is placed directly in the middle of her belly. What would you feel like if you were held this way? I bet you wouldn't like it if you were dangled 6 feet above the ground. It certainly doesn't sound comfortable to me. As a matter of fact, I think it would hurt a lot. How many times have you dropped your cat to the floor from a height of a foot or more? Cats are small creatures, often no larger than a newborn infant. You wouldn't want to handle a baby that way. When you touch your cat, do it ever so gently. A soothing touch will convey a lot of our fragile furball's feelings. She'll come to trust the calm in your hands. She'll know you're sensitive, and she'll feel the concern and love you're transmitting. Especially you guys out there. We have strong hands, so when you play with your cat, be gentle. Just assume they're like a little baby, and you'll find out they won't be afraid of you, and they'll come sit on your lap when you're watching a football game. I'll more next time.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states at MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Top officials from China and the United States are meeting in Anchorage, Alaska. At the start of the summit on Thursday, Secretary of State Tony Blinken pointed out human rights abuses in China. His counterpart, Yang Jiechi, says the United States can no longer speak from a position of strength.
We'll also discuss our deep concerns with actions by China. Each of these actions threaten the rules-based order that maintains global stability.
So let me say here that in front of the Chinese side, the United States does not have the qualification to say that it wants to speak to China from a position of strength.
Attorneys involved in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin seated three more jurors Thursday as both sides inch closer to a full jury. The panel is up to 12 members with two alternates still needed. Chauvin is charged in the May 2020 death of George Floyd. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Diamondbacks pitcher Zach Galen tells MajorLeagueBaseball.com about finding a new home in Arizona.
I think so, yeah. When you get traded, it's that weird feeling of, you know, am I wanted here? Is it a business? Whatever it is. But, you know, I love being here. The org, the guys, you know, everything I think just kind of fits my style.
Zach explains how ball placement is more important than speed.
Yeah, I think it's just something, you know, I didn't throw hard at all. Had a late velo spike. I think it was my junior year. So for me, it's always just kind of been, you got to learn how to pitch. You got to learn how to mix pitches. I think it was kind of funny back in the day. That was almost a slight of, you know, they're like, oh, he's going to have to mix pitches. But for me, I just think it was a chess match when I'm out there, just trying to outsmart the hitter and use every weapon I have.
Zach's pitching strategy appears to be being predictably unpredictable.
I mean, for me, I just love, different sequences that are outside the box, really. That started back in 19 with Brian Holiday in New Orleans. You know, he was just calling some pitches in different counts that I probably didn't, you know, necessarily think about, and then just went from there. So for me, it's just trying to keep the guys on their toes, not get too predictable, and you know, just stay down in the zone, go up when I have to, and let everything else work off of that.
The Diamondbacks and Brewers mix it up today in spring training, 4:10 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At the hour now, creating urgency with a conversation about toilet paper. Remember that from last year,
that's
Jennifer?
That's urgent. Yes,
about
I
this
do.
Time. Yeah, buy more toilet paper.
It was
paper.
A new Bitcoin. It was a currency.
It was. And buying more toilet paper made the problem worse. That is the same with food, too, right? Go get as much food as you can, and then there's no food left. Where do we go? Interesting. Our psychology. I think that I take a deep breath when I think about how it is that we, it is breathtaking how we deal with certain things of a psychological nature. So I say that thinking about what we were talking about a few minutes ago with regard to skin color and race and everybody getting worked up about stuff that's politically correct. I was talking about the Grammys and the fact that basically the ratings were one-third what they were the year before. And in my mind, it's because the music that they're presenting is irrelevant. There's nothing memorable about the people creating the music today or the music itself. Or maybe we could carry that further down the road and think about all kinds of entertainment. This whole business that of all these people that get shelved are all the stories, the books, the movies, Pepe Le Pew, that whole business generating a lot of controversy, certainly on social media and other places as well. The argument was that if Looney Tunes, this is basically a skunk, is in
well,
the...
Well, they went after him for being, promoting rape culture is what they said. Yeah, but yet, okay. You've got Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion on the Grammys doing, I mean, wow. There's no way that you could let your family watch this.
No.
Unless you're ready to have some pretty
But should the family be able to watch Miss Piggy? You know, she'll be next.
Charity is, because she was too aggressive with Kermit.
Yeah. Okay, so...
It already happened.
Well, yeah. I mean, we just... Are they going to have nothing except whitewashed culture? Nobody's going to be able to think about anything controversial, talk about anything. It's ridiculous.
It's the double standard. What Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion did on the Grammys is very controversial in my mind. Yeah. Two women engaged in all sorts of sexual
gyrations.
Things. Yeah, worse than that. I mean, you wouldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like you have to pay
waste
for
my
it.
Time
under normal circumstances, as a man, you might have to pay for that online, what you saw for free at the Grammys. And so that's okay. That's
for an
8-year-old
kid to be watching that. Yeah.
Well, okay. I mean, that's what culture is saying. Well, that's okay. That's art. That was great. And they're celebrating sexuality and women's empowerment. Well, how is that any different than Miss Piggy chasing around Kermit? I mean, where do we draw the line? How do we come up with this stuff? It's hypocritical. There is a push towards homogenized thought, but it doesn't even make any sense. They want everybody to think the same way, but yet the double standards that are drawn are immense.
Well, you create situations, and I'm certainly not saying this is an excuse for what happened in Georgia, but we don't let people express themselves in ways that seem to be inappropriate, or we do. That's the confusion. So Cardi B says, as a reaction to all this stuff, stop expecting celebrities to raise your children. Huh? who's looking? Well, are they looking? Is that what is going on? Are people, I guess I'm thinking back to when I was a kid, when Elvis had a leather jacket and slick back hair, and my mother said, don't you dare ever even think about wearing your hair like that. And so, okay, that was but there were plenty of people who were slicking back their hair to mimic Elvis.
Yep.
And other things that were going on. James Dean used to have a cigarette pack rolled up in the sleeve of his short sleeve T-shirt. So that became a big thing. I'm comparing the things that were taboo in my era to the things that may be taboo in this era. And is there a parallel? Is there a comparative conversation here? Certainly all of the things that we're spending our time, all the issues swirling around. In the meantime, the real issues of the day, the things that are really important, what's important, isn't it? How do we gauge what's important? I guess that's the question, Jennifer. How do we gauge what's important?
I don't know. What hits people? I mean, obviously, our heart, our feeling, we know what's important in our lives, what issues are important to us. But as a collective,
and why should that be the same? Why should our issues be important to other people? We shouldn't expect to have our issue. I don't want somebody telling me what's important unless it's you're telling me it's important to you. That's swell. That's a good conversation. But what may be important to you is not important to me because I've come from a different place and maybe a different time as much as anything else. There is stuff that needs to be addressed. I'm by no means saying that it is that it's appropriate to ignore the racist fetishizing, if that's the right word, of Asian women as a factor in the Atlanta shootings. I think it appears to be very much a possible thing. Now, how did we get there? What's going on And is it only in America these things happen? No. I would suggest to you everywhere in the world. Go to the Middle East. You think that sexual fantasizing is a big thing here. You go to the Middle East and the men over there, the kinds of stuff that goes on, the brutality against women is amazing.
And forget being gay, because they'll throw you off of a balcony to
right.
get rid of
yeah.
you. I mean, totally expendable. It's
yeah,
crazy.
Right, exactly. All right, maybe this is good news. The FCC announced this week they are issuing the largest fine they ever have against a Texas telemarketer who's been transmitting robocalls to sell fake health insurance policies. Last year, listen to this, last year, 1 billion robocalls were engineered to sell this fake health insurance. It's the same as the spam that you get on your computer, right? You go to your email and it's loaded with all this stuff. It's the same sort of thing. So $225 million is, according to the FCC, the way that they can make an impact. They allege that the telemarketers spoofed phone numbers to sell short-term, limited-duration health insurance plans, which falsely claim to offer health insurance from well-known health insurance companies like Aetna, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Cigna, you know, that bunch. The FCC also delivered cease and desist letters to 6 voice providers that have violated FCC guidelines on the use of auto-dialed and pre-recorded voice message calls. How many of us, every day, if I'm in my studio, every day at the same time, the same call from the same group. And basically, not that they're listening, when I pick up the phone, I tell them to go blank themselves, and then I hang up.
And they also were able to replicate phone numbers that sound realistic. It's not even 800 numbers anymore. I don't know if you've noticed this, but like, I get local calls from people who are trying to mess with you. And not just in your home phone, but on your cell phone. The fact was, I always thought the cell phone was supposed to be like the safe space. But now because everybody uses it, it's insane. The one I get now is car warranties. Your car warranty is about to expire. All right, we'll let it expire. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah. See you later, alligator. Speaking of see you later, what's the latest on Governor Andrew Cuomo's scandals? What do we need to know about that?
Not a see you later yet, but he is just still in more and more trouble. He had Joe Biden on Wednesday. When was he on with Cuomo? Or on Stephanopoulos? I think Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
Biden was on Good Morning America. And so he made the comment, which was not very politically risky. He said, well, if the investigation shows that he was abusing women, well, then he should resign. Okay, thank you, Joe. Of course, that would be the answer. And he said there may even be criminal charges. So Cuomo on Wednesday afternoon tried to find this common ground with Biden by saying, yeah, the allegations, that's what I keep saying. The allegations should be investigated. We're in agreement with that. He's trying to show that he's got Democrat support from the highest office. And I think Biden gave him that ability because he's got Democrats like Schumer and AOC calling for him to resign. He also, the judges that would vote on impeachment are all Andrew Cuomo appointed appeals court judges. So
that's
people
handy.
Don't know if that'll give him something.
That's handy, right.
Right.
All right, in the meantime, the whole business about Cuomo and the scandals in New York laying rise to people in the biggest city in New York, the biggest city in the country, there are people popping out of the woodwork now. Curtis Sliwa, who's been a radio talk show host in New York on WABC. I think he was on the Salem station for a while, too, wasn't he? Or has he always been just on WABC?
No, he was on Salem for a long time in the morning.
Right, yeah. So now he's taking himself off the air on WABC because he's, by the way, if you don't remember, Curtis Sliwa, he was the head of the Guardian Angels and still is, in fact. And they've been around sort of, how do we say, neighborhood watch expanded.
Yeah, they all wear red.
Red sateen.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah,
I like it. It's kind of fun to see.
Yeah, he's a little bit of a nutbird, but he's an interesting talk show person, whether he make a good mayor or not. And then we've got, what's this? Is it Andrew Yang?
Andrew Yang is in.
Yang.
That's right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's in. And now people are saying because of Cuomo that there's a couple of women who are interested in running in New York. Will there be a new, has there ever been a governor of New York who's been a woman or a mayor of New York City that's been a woman? And is that?
I don't think there's been a female mayor of New York.
I don't think there has been either. Maybe that opens the door to all kinds of stuff. But politics is changing. The landscape is changing. Other things are changing. And we just kind of have to keep up with it, I guess, if we want to seem like we're with it at all. Speaking of that, this is the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner. Victoria is out this week, but back next week. We're hoping. Speaking of who's back, Dr. Ken Kronhaus back in our focus. Dr. Ken is an important part of the Good Day Health and DJV Health. The episodic adventures every week continue. Ken's pretty much on to COVID and most of the things that we've talked about on his part of the DJV Health show have been COVID related. But we also talked in this most recent podcast about belly fat and how it resists weight loss activities and whether or not you should have liposuction, that kind of stuff. The discussion of Catholic bishops warning against using Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And Ken talks about stem cell use and what stem cell research is all about, so people understand that better. And then we talk about telemedicine at COVA. He's doing about 20% of his work on the telemedicine Zoom channel, whatever that is. We have a conversation about what leads to dementia. And then, you know, the usual again, back to vaccines and who's protected and who isn't. So you can hear all of this, all the DJV Health Show podcasts at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others, while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
All right, here we go with more controversy. Did you know, Jennifer, that scientists are growing mouse embryos inside an artificial womb, not a mouse womb?
Who's
and they're
womb?
Trying.
You're
they're
in the wrong womb.
With, you know, with cows and horses.
Wait, they're
and
trying
even
to
humans.
Grow a mouse inside a cow? How would you even know?
Well, no, I'm talking about they're creating an artificial womb. They're making a womb out of various and sundry materials, and then they're sticking these embryos in them to see if they'll grow with the right nutrition.
Speaking of wombs, I really need to clean mine.
Good for you, Jennifer. 10 before the hour.
I'm in my room.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Three past the hour now on the DGV Health Program. I've put aside some time with the Jack's program, his hour, and Ken's hour this week to bring you a conversation I had with Shane Quint, Chief Technology Officer at Seriscan out in Denver. You may know that I had my brain imaging done there a couple of weeks ago. I had it done 10 years ago. He's the one who's come up with all the software that examines what's going on in your brain. It's fascinating. So now in this conversation with Shane, I bring you through him, what goes on in the brain and how we can sort of map its properties. Fascinating conversation. Shane Quint. How do you know that there is a certain thing that is common to this region of the brain or that region of the brain, and how many people have had it, et cetera?
So there's a lot of research been done on the functional areas of the brain, and in fact, I mentioned 120 regions of the brain that are kind of mapped today, and that's expanding to over 150 regions that they've discovered are responsible for specific functions within the brain. You know, how does that map with what the patient is experiencing? What kind of abnormalities? Is it memory loss, or is it, you know, attention deficit? And then how do you identify what that is and get them on the right treatment path, whether that's, you know, hyperbaric chamber or, you know, Adderall or Ritalin or another medication for bipolar disease. So there's a lot of different things that you can take, what treatment paths you can take.
You showed me some things the other day that blew my mind. And we were looking at a particular brain, and this particular fellow is a brilliant administrator. So when you look at that, but how do you find that? How has that been determined?
Now, again, there's a lot of research that's been done on the functional areas of the brain and what they're responsible for. And one of the things I was pointing out to you on this example image was some of the internal structures of the brain that are responsible for executive function or for cognitive approaches to solving problems. And this person is a very accomplished person, and you could see the hyperperfusion, which is more blood flow going to that area of the brain than is typical. And that is an indication of that part of the brain.
But what would cause that, Shane? How would that happen?
From what I've read, it's a lot due to, you know, the personality type, like a type A personality that's, you know, their mind's always going, you know, versus, and then maybe
blood goes,
just training. Maybe training.
Blood goes. Yeah, and so I don't know. You and I didn't get into this, and I don't know that we have to dig too far into it. I don't know whether religion or spirituality comes into this or not. But when you look, if the average person were to look and see how, or maybe I better put it this way, if the average person knew what you did as far as how the brain works, there would be no question that there is a power greater than us. I look at that and I think to myself, my God, how God, and I don't mean God, but I do believe in God, but I just think that the power that comes from the mind or the brain, what it can operate, what it does, you know, we don't even think about it because we take most of that stuff for granted. Right?
Right. I think we take that for granted, and I think it's such a complex organ, like I said before. I think even researchers are just starting to, you know, the tip of the iceberg of discovering what our brain does and how it works, and what the relationships between our brain and the rest of our body is. And I think as time goes on and as we get more technology to understand the brain, I think we'll find even more relationships to other parts of the body and how they're all connected.
Now, let me ask one final question about the brain and COVID and what happens to the brain if you have COVID. Have you discovered that? Have you researched that? Can you see that somebody who's had a pretty stiff case of COVID is likely to have some impact on his or her brain?
Yeah, I've read some research just recently about the at least short-term effects of COVID in the brain and how it can impact the not only the perfusion patterns, but the connectivity in the brain. And I just read a week or so ago about how they're trying to determine if this is a longer-term impact to COVID or a short-term, you know, impact that will recover. And so I think that'll be interesting research going forward.
Yeah, fascinating. What a great mind opener, if you'll pardon the pun. Shane Quint is the Chief Technology Officer at Ceriscan. You can go to CERESCAN.com to see what's there. We're going to post this interview on all of our social media, and I would bet that it'll end up on the Facebook page or some of the things that are connected to Ceriscan. Our thanks to Shane Quint, who is the Chief Technology Officer from Ceriscan, for opening up our mind about our mind. Fascinating information as to what we now can tell about what goes on in your mind. This is DJV Health.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.